The next thing on the agenda is recess. Now, we've been underway about 37 minutes, and as tempting as it is to take a two-hour recess and leave you here while we go out and enjoy the rest of the afternoon, we're going to resist that temptation, and we're going to keep going. So the next item is our public hearings. We're very glad that you're with us today to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on an application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Chairman Wheatley. As the chairman stated, this is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission as shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are also simultaneously being broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meetings to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we do ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in favor or in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to the application. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. For those of you who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. I want to repeat that. It's the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on the testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of all the public hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer decision on each one until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the applications. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. Then finally, when everybody comes up to the podium to speak, you have a microphone that looks like this. We ask that you make sure that this button at the bottom, it looks like a space bar, is pushed and the green icon's lit, and also the ring around the microphone's lit. That way we can make sure everybody is being picked up by the recording. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 2490, Mason Hayes.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for multifamily dwellings, 5 units, to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.45 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Lincoln Street and the south side of Jefferson Street, which is Route 1B, at the intersection of Lincoln Street and Jefferson Street within the Rehoboth Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 20455 Lincoln Street, Rehoboth Beach, and the tax parcel ID is District 3. 334, map 19.08, parcel 164.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received 8 written comments, and we've also received an 18-page petition document, all of which are included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Dukes.
Press that button, there you go. Okay, there we are. Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Hal Dukes from the law firm of Tull & Razor, and I'm here on behalf of the Lynham family. It's an old line Sussex County family. This is a request for a conditional use, essentially a area variance, and there'll be 5 townhouses on this site. It's located on the second entrance into Rehoboth. Across the street is the construction yard, utility yard for the city of Rehoboth, and that would be on the north side. On the south side would be residential. On the west side would be another residential. And finally, on the east side is where the road would go, but then there's the drug rehab clinic across the street there. The request meets the comprehensive plan and certainly matches neighborhood character. This afternoon, we'll have 3 witnesses. Mrs. Lynham will discuss the family history and the reason why she's making this request. Mr. Lynham, her son, will go over the photos, maps, and show that the neighborhood character and the zoning and the action that they're requesting is appropriate for the neighborhood in accordance with the law that is established. And finally, we'll have Mr. Mason Hayes discuss this construction process. And these should be brief. One.
I hope you can hear me. I couldn't hear Hal. My name is Ann Lynham. I've been in Rehoboth been in Delaware all my life, and in Rehoboth since I was 3 years old. Nutter Marvel, who you all probably know, and my dad were raised as brothers. And Nutter had a filling gas station, old-fashioned filling station, in Rehoboth. And he talked my parents into selling their restaurant in Harrington and coming to Rehoboth and buying a house across from his gas station, which they did. My mother took in boarders, and they were building the Indian River Inlet Bridge, these men that rented from her. They were like family. Of course, they had meals with us and so forth. They all were from other states, but they all stayed in Rehoboth, married local girls. And one of them, Dal Myers, has a lot of property in Rehoboth Manor. His daughter still lives there, and she's one of my signatures that approves what we're planning to do with your approval. I have 5 children. My husband also was always from Delaware, and his family had a guest house on the boardwalk at Baltimore Avenue and Boardwalk. And he started his umbrella business when he was 12 years old in front of the house that they rented and rented rooms. So after he and I were married, I rented the rooms there with his sister until it was sold. And then I went to the Bodie Hotel on Olive and First Street and rented 20 bedrooms there. So Dick and I worked hard for what we got. And I'm hoping that what we have and accumulated can be put to the use for my children to enjoy. They all grew up in Rehoboth, went to school at Cape and Lopen, and have lots of dear friends and family. My sister, Kitty Cole, is still alive. She's 101. She was the first woman to serve on county council. And George Cole, my nephew, as you probably know him, he served for quite a few years. I thank you for listening to me, and I hope you help my good wishes come true. Thank you.
That's a great story.
The The one thing she left out was I was an umbrella boy and she was my first boss. And for what it's worth, I'm 76 years old.
That's awesome.
Apparently it didn't work out because you're in a different line of work now.
That was the last honest job I ever had.
Hello, I'm Richard Lynham, Ann's oldest son, and I've got some photos and things to sort of give people an idea. Can I move these a little bit?
I'm going to ask you to try to stay kind of close to that microphone because people are having
difficulty hearing.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's say I wanted to get some displays here to show you the character and whatever of Rehoboth Manor, because I know most people have been to Rehoboth, but a lot of people don't even know where Rehoboth Manor is. Let's see if they have that one. This overhead shot is like the one that you had. These here are condos that we built once before, so we're thinking of it's very similar to this, except they're more saw-toothed so that they don't have a flat face like those ones in Spring Lake that they're building now that look like big squares. All right, now this is where the different numbers that I will give, I mean letters that I will give to show what the view from each of these places. This is the lot itself, looking from the front. On Lincoln Street, looking this way. This is the city's stuff across the street, which you can see the structure of all those. And this is on Jefferson, looking as you come from Rehoboth on State Road around and underneath of Route 1. And that's the first thing you see. This right here is across the street on Jefferson. This is the commercial area that is backing up to Route 1. But, you know, in the old days, there was a drawbridge there, but now there's a big embankment, so there's no way they can access that for future. This is the drug rehabilitation thing that is on Jefferson. This is a new building that was just built this last year. And it, you can see the bicycles. There's quite a few bicycles there. Now this is next to that gray building. There are seven condos in here. I've only been in one of the condos. It was quite cute, but very tiny. Now, this here is next to that. This is Albacoa Lane. It's about the same size piece of property as what we're talking about. And there are eight individual little houses on that property. All right, these are the two houses that are, I guess that's south of us. The first one was a bed and breakfast, and up until 4 years ago when it was sold. And now it has seven bedrooms that accommodates 14 people. And then next to it, where the white truck is another parcel that they own. And that one has seven bedrooms. It's four different units. This is a man named Tony, and he, Cavella, yeah, and he is right next to those people. And they have four units in the tall, one with a little cupola on the top, and one in the back. So there's five total units there. And this is looking up Jefferson Street, and the property we're talking about is on the left. We did get 62 signatures. We had printed out an address thing of all the things from Sussex County of all the people that had residences in that area. And we got 62 people that were in the affirmative and thought it was a good idea.
That's in the record?
I believe that's in the record, yes. Yeah, that's on the land use docket, so we have that.
We've received it.
Yep.
Yep. Good. Okay. Right.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Mason Hayes from Millsboro, Delaware. I also was an employee of the Lynhams quite a bit ago.
Didn't work out for you either?
No, it was 6 years, good years, okay. It didn't work out. So I work for Oak Construction, which is actually my family's company. We've been in Sussex County for 44 years. We were known as a very quality builder in Sussex County. We put a lot of pride into our work, and we love it when our customers come back and ask us questions or need help from us, because we always help them out. 10, 20 years later, we have customers still coming back to us like the Lynhams. We actually built her house in Rehoboth, I don't remember how long ago it was, but it was quite a time ago. But moving on to that, I'm gonna talk about the construction side of it. As you can see, we worked pretty long and hard on this plan, and we pretty much plan to stick to this plan. Actually, Michael Laurie, he helped us and he guided us on what could help us best present this to you. I'll just start with a couple points. So first off, we have the parking. So for the county code, these are 4-bedroom townhomes. And per the code, we need 2.5 parking spots per unit. And we have 15. So there's 2 for each home and then 5 auxiliary parking lots on the left side of the lot. So we're going above and beyond to try to make sure that there wouldn't be any kind of street parking or anything like that. Also, the building setbacks, we actually have a setback verification form that the Planning and Zoning Office did for us. I don't think it's in the record, but But basically, we have a 40-foot front setback on Lincoln Street, a 15-foot corner front setback on Jefferson Street, and then 10 on the rear and side, and which we're all meeting. We wouldn't need any variance for that with our proposed plan. Probably most importantly, is the lot density. The county code permits 1 unit per 3,630 square feet, and we are proposing 5 units on our 19,409 square foot lot, and this pretty much satisfies that. And you can also see the landscaping that we proposed to help mitigate any kind of disturbances that the neighbors could foresee. So basically what I'm trying to get at is that we are trying to build this as close as possible to the county code, and essentially the only thing that's outside the code is the zoning, being multifamily. But given that the things in the vicinity also being multifamily, we feel like we should be able to pursue this. So thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So that concludes our presentation. In summary, I want to say that it does meet the quip check requirements, the 4 requirements that are established. And I think that it'll be an addition to the neighborhood. It'll be an upgrade in many cases. So we hope you'll give us a favorable approval. Thank you for your time.
All right, sir. Well, Mr. Dukes, we appreciate your presentation. If you'll stay with us for a few minutes, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Collins.
Better. So I believe there were some questions and concerns from some of the neighboring properties around potential for balconies and, you know, screening for lights. That has been addressed.
Yes, sir. Actually, I guess if you'll come up, we redesigned it so there's no balconies on the neighbor's side. Okay. And I'll let you explain.
Yeah. We've redesigned it so there's no balconies on the neighbor's side. I believe it's the neighbor to the south. Or bottom of the lot that's making these complaints. We've removed that from the plan, and we've also added landscaping to help with that.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any other questions right now.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
I have no questions, sir.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
No questions at this time.
Mayors?
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, staff? Questions? Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
Nope, none for me, thanks.
All right then. If you guys take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2490 Mason Hayes? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2490? Okay, sir, all the way in the back, we'll start with you. Come on up, and then we'll come to you up front here, okay? Give us your name, and you may have the floor.
Good afternoon. My name is Stephen Hodskins, H-O-D-S-K-I-N-S, like Redskins, only H-O. And I own a home on Washington Street, which is southwest of the proposed changes here. I'm opposed to this because the integrity of the neighborhood west of this property is single-family detached homes primarily in a leafy suburban environment that I'd like to retain the integrity of that. I think this also sets a new precedent for what people could do with property of this size in that area, and we would eventually see a sea of townhomes from there to the canal. So that's pretty much it.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Right up front here. You're next.
Hi, I want to make sure everyone can hear me. My name is Liza Hodskins. I also live catty corner to the property here, and I have a lot of concerns, although I do echo Mr. Hodskins' concerns as well. I understand that the Lyons have been here a very long time. I understand that they've been in Sussex County and done good things for the neighborhood as well, but I'm hoping that their good name does not offset the desires and the wishes of the other people who live nearby. As he said, there are many single-family homes there. They mentioned that they were interested in the neighborhood character, and this type of building is, there's nothing like that right around our neighborhood at all. We've gone and looked at the property they have that they're copying, and it doesn't really fit in that neighborhood as well. There is a lot of low density in our neighborhood, and we would like to keep it that way. I do know that when the petition was brought around, a lot of people, and I've talked to many people on my street, they were actually concerned that if they said anything against it, that if they ever wanted to do anything, that their name would be on a record and that therefore they'd be discredited on whatever they wanted to do. And I tried to assure them that that was not happening. But I do know that that's one reason people said no, and obviously that's just hearsay. But I did have a question about the balconies. He said the neighbor, and so there are many neighbors actually connecting that street, and I'd like to know if the balconies are there as well. 15 parking spaces, for me, I know that the Lyons have been here a long time. I have a record of the properties that they own in Sussex County, a lot in Rehoboth, Lewis, some in Bethany. I can't imagine that they're all gonna live next to each other in this area, and it's pretty clear to most of us that this is gonna be a rental property. As to landscaping, we all know that there's no guarantee that you keep any landscaping. Something can be torn down as soon as a property is bought. We have a big issue with stormwater. We are 12 feet on land, not above, away from the flood zone. And the more buildings that come there, the more water comes onto our property. We've seen this happen as well. It's quite a concern, as we all know, throughout the entire county. I'm sorry. I do feel that their request is a little disingenuous. I can't imagine that it's their families all living in close proximity and harmony to each other. I don't think we need to add more spaces, more tenants than we have there right now. And sort of chipping away at the zoning and planning rules that were set down by a long, many-year discussion with many neighbors. By just allowing five to be where two are zoned, there's a reason two are zoned there, and just chipping away at that, I don't think it's fair or appropriate. I do understand that they mostly have stayed in Rehoboth, so I think if not all of them, most of them have property here already. Evidently, they have a lot of property in our neighborhood, which is called Rehoboth Manor, and they, from Ms. Lyons' discussion, they have a history of renting. And that this is an upgrade to the neighborhood, I can't see how it's possibly an upgrade. It's quite blocky and boxy. just because you put trees and things, or I can't see what the landscaping is that they proposed. But again, there's no requirement that they stay there. I think if there was some reasonable reason to extend from two houses to five, such as offering affordable housing or housing to the people who work here, perhaps we would be a little bit more accommodating. But to us, it just seems like a great way to make money on a property and not really contribute anything to the neighborhood. A lot of us do contribute. We've had trees planted. We've had signs fixed. We try to improve the neighborhood. I'm sorry, did someone say something? My neighbor is going to speak. She's 94. She made a big effort to come here. And her family's been here a very long time as well. So I hope that that also counts for quite a bit. And I came sick, so. Thank you very much. And I hope you put really important consideration on this and not just sign it away. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, who's next? Yes, ma'am, come on up.
My name is Esther Lebigern, and I live on 20494 Washington Street, which my property abuts up against the proposed townhouses. I'm 95 years old. I do not want to see the character of the area changed. My in-laws bought the property where I am now in 1952, when it was just a cornfield, no street, and we have lived there ever since 1952. So that's a long time.
Longer than I've been alive.
I'm sorry?
It's longer than I've been alive.
Yes. Well, I'm 95, so I've been here a long time, too.
See that?
You do not look like you are 95. Yeah. What is your secret? We need to know.
Would you like to see my birth certificate? Well, thank you for the compliment. Well, first of all, the traffic and noise would be increased, and it would be a problem because we are mostly all single-family homes, and we would like to see it kept that way. It's a quiet neighborhood, and we want it to stay that way, if at all possible. First of all, these townhouses will be rented, we know, causing a lot of disturbance to the residents who already live there. And I really enjoy my home there, and I would like to see it continue to be that way. And I have seen the townhouses across from the area where it was either the senior center or the Y, I'm not sure which. But I did go over to visit them, and that's a large group of houses, townhouses. So I'm sure that will take up quite a large area, and it'll be right in my backyard, practically. So I hope you will take this in consideration. Thank you.
Okay, well, we thank you. We thank you. Okay, who's next? Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay, going once. What? Anyone else want to speak in opposition? Okay, well, there being no one else, does anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay. All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.